Scientists study the mating calls of animal species for a number of reasons, and sometimes that research leads to some interesting results. Recently, researchers in northern Arizona discovered how recording and playing back mating calls can have a profound effect on one small creature that has a sinister reputation. Mark Andrews brings us the story.
Our story today is about sound, the brain, and the Beatles. Actually, I'm not talking about the Fab Four, although plenty's been said about their music's effect on the brain. No, actually, for our story today, we're not talking about human brains. We're not even talking about human music. Ugh. That's the charming sound of the mountain pine beetle, which is a species of bark beetle that's all over the forests of western North America, including here in Arizona. What's so special about it? Well, its voracious appetite for pine trees. A whole colony of these things can kill entire mountainsides of ponderosa and lodgepole pine. They bore their way into the bark en masse and starved the tree to death by robbing it of its nutrients. In fact, they've killed millions of pine trees this way, from Arizona to Colorado to British Columbia. So needless to say, a lot of research goes into stopping them.
Hello, this is Rich Hofstetter, assistant professor at Northern Arizona University. Yeah, so this insect is particularly dangerous because it does kill healthy trees.
Rich is in the college's forestry department to study ways to control the pine beetle. He's essentially built a false habitat for them in the lab.
Yeah, we peel back the bark of a tree, scrape it off, and we peel the phloem, which is the living tissue under the bark, off of the tree and place that between two pieces of plexiglass. This allows us to observe them sort of like an ant farm. We input speakers and also videotape them through a microscope, and so we can see their behavior. And they pretty much act like home inside there. So we can look at natural behaviors and see how they react to the sounds that we play.
Wait a minute, what? What? Hold on. Let's hear that again.
And see how they react to the sounds that we play.
How they react to the sounds the researchers play?
We looked into sound as another one of the senses that beetles have to use and to communicate. And so currently there's a lot of chemical knowledge of how these insects communicate, or knowledge about their chemical communication, but there is very little about sound, and that sort of got us down that path.
Bug senses. It's the path to using sound on the beetles. Basically, our researchers watch them. They watch what they do, and they record the sounds they make when they do it.
We started out doing a lot of recordings just to create a library of how they communicate and what the sounds meant to them. And so it was just naturally that, you know, he come across wanting to see how this would affect them.
Okay, let's back up real quick. The "we" he's referring to is...
My name is Reagan McGuire. I'm a research assistant working with Richard.
Reagan actually took the time to catalog each bug behavior.
When you watch them, you start to watch certain behaviors.
And the corresponding sound.
You're talking about thousands of hours of research that I've been doing in
Reagan gets, really close to these beetles. He spends a lot of time with them, observing them.
I think the first thing I did was...
At one point, he experimented with piping in various sounds to them through the speakers into their false habitat there in the lab. First, he tried music. Seriously, I mean, he tried Guns N' Roses. He also tried AM talk radio. No reaction. So then... he tried the sounds of the beetles themselves and got an immediate reaction.
The female will actually tunnel to the speaker, passing any live males. She'll go right to the speaker and she'll put her tail up on the speaker like she wants to mate with it. You know, I've seen insect in a plexiglass, container that we put them in. For weeks.
Trying to get out away from the sound.
And manipulating it, I've actually had them tunnel in circles. It looks normal. He'll mate with the female.
He'll mate with her again.
2 hours later, he'll turn and he'll chew her to pieces. So these are some of the effects I've seen.
Okay, so at this point, you're thinking these bugs are in the lab, they've been recorded, they've had sounds played back to them, and they're reacted. So that means, logically, that bugs, or at least these bugs, have ears.
Yes, that is very likely.
Mm, an expert.
My name is Wolfiller Gronberg, and I'm at the Department of Neuroscience at the University of Arizona.
So, is the bug really hearing its own sounds?
Insects can have ears or organs of hearing all over their body. So, some have them at their feelers, others on the head, others on the wings, others on the thorax.
Now, the researchers have admitted that when they played the sounds back to the bugs, they'd amplified them so they were quite a bit louder.
It's probably like when you hear very loud sound and then you, well, you don't react in a way as you would if you hear, say, language. But if you hear, the sound of a male beetle and it's just 100 times as loud as it usually would be, I don't know what the beetle thinks, but so it may be something very strange.
At the beginning of our story, I told you it was about sound, the brain, and the beetles. In this case, pine beetles, responsible for the deaths of millions of trees in Arizona and the West. We met a couple of researchers.
Rich Hofstetter.
Reagan McGuire.
Who are determined to find new ways to control them. It turns out these little bugs, about the size of a piece of rice, can actually hear their own calls. And they have just enough of a nervous system, or a brain, if you will, to become very, very disturbed. Now, it still isn't clear if this will end up being a method to control the beetles.
They'll probably not put a loudspeaker on every tree.
But it's promising. For now, the research continues, and in a lab in the forestry department at NAU in Flagstaff, the pine beetle is being driven nuts by its own call of love. I'm Mark Andrews for Arizona Spotlight.